Yes, let's get into it on the Office Beat this morning. I am asking a very straightforward question. Taxes and wages, it's the forever ending or not ending battle now. Forever unending, yeah, that's the word. Yeah, forever unending battle. You know, that government will continuously go about trying to find the right balance for a certain group of people. Now, if you've been paying attention, and I'm sure you have, you know, prices have gone up by as much as 101% on some certain goods and services. For example, gas has gone up to about 100% within the past year alone, and the list is on and on. Overall, inflation is double digits in very many countries on the planet. Very many. In fact, I think only Turkey in the past 2 months has recorded a significant growth in their economy, you know, despite all the challenges that's going on. Interesting thing. Those of you who are economists, one of these days will get you to explain what exactly is going on in Turkey. But now, this morning, the federal government says that there are plans to increase the 30,000 naira minimum wage. How many of you remember the long-running battle it took for Labour to get the federal government to acquiesce to giving the 30,000 naira minimum wage? Remember that? Okay, so now the 30,000 naira minimum wage is here. For some people, I still know there are some people who are working and earning 15,000 or 18,000 a month in this country in River State. But that's a conversation for another day. Now, the Minister of Labour and Employment, Christian Gay, revealed that the Nigerian Labour Congress, the Nigerian Labour Congress public presentation titled Contemporary History of the Working Class Struggle, right, that it's the government is looking at trying to increase the 30% minimum wage. We'll make it higher. You know, remember there was one list that came through when people were critical about the government for not, you know, giving, you know, a leeway for 30,000. People criticize, oh, look at Dubai, the minimum wage is about 100,000 naira equivalent. This country is that, Ghana's country is that, blah, 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 blah. There are a lot of economic theories to this. But in light of what is going on now, I ask you, as a businessman and as a salary earner or a salary earner or you're both, which would you prefer? Would you prefer to have a reduction in the taxes from diesel tax, petrol tax, you know, all the, well, we have subsidies, but you know, all the taxes that come, the 7.5% value added tax, would you prefer that it should come down from 5%? The whatever tax the government or this, whether it's state or federal, you know, puts on goods and services in your area, would you prefer that those taxes be reduced, or would you prefer that wages be increased? Simple. That's all I have to ask for you this morning on this Office Beat. As you guys go about preparing for your businesses and your day, whatever it is. Simple question. Would you prefer that taxes be reduced, or would you prefer that wages be increased? It's one or the other. That's it. One or the other. As always, you are more than welcome to join us in that conversation, but please be advised, do not make any derogatory or defamatory comments, and please do not make any unsubstantiated claim.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
I'd like to repeat the numbers, please. 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007 and 0817 923 0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809 030 6416. 0809 030 6416. Then jolly on up onto social media. That will be Facebook and Twitter. We also have Instagram posts as well. Now the handles at Nigeria Info PH for Facebook and Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH, Facebook and Twitter. Drop in and follow. Let's get to have your views on the conversation. Zion joins us this morning from GRA. Zion, good morning to you and welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Good morning to you. Charges and taxes should be reduced. When you do that, you help the economy to grow and you stabilize the process that things have been processed.
But you know, when you do that, the government has less money to carry out infrastructural development, pay salaries, and also pay for the amenities that most people look forward to, e.g. quality policing and military.
The structure of taxation, even the government knows too well that there is no total remittance to those taxes. A lot of the money people pay as tax are being siphoned or washed away. Just little or no percent is being handed over to the government. With the present structure which we carry on our economy, if you think it is making their wages to increase the wages, you are not helping the situation. You are going to destroy the economy the more. But when you reduce the taxes and charges, you make the economy to be balanced. It's like a wager. The people want to pay their tax with the little income or resources they have. They want to meet up even their private demand. But when you increase their wages, my brother, everything will increase accordingly. And you find that even the wages we increase will make no meaning. When we are talking about 15,000 naira minimum wage then, how much was a cup of rice? How much was a bag of rice? 8,000, 4,000, I mean, even 3,000 was a bag of rice. We now clamor for minimum wage of 30,000 naira, and the government are heads to read how much is a bag of rice. Look at the implication. But when you reduce the charges, you reduce the taxes, you reduce everything that is going to inflict their pain, even the taxi driver, his conscience will not want him to increase or inflict his price. The people manufacturing biscuits, they don't want to increase their price because they know that the minimum benchmark wage will not sustain his conscience or sustain whatever the person is doing. Our problem in this country is this minimum wage increase is causing us more harm. Just like as we choose to print 1,000 naira notes today. Do we see AFCOBO? Was there any time the federal government banned kobo? We don't want to use kobo anymore. We don't want to use 5 naira anymore. Was there a ban on it? But we went and print 1,000 naira notes. Today is affecting our economy negatively.
Zion, thank you. I don't know if you have a degree in economics, but it may not be as simply put as you do describe it. All right, but once again, it's all about perception. No, the idea for this conversation is to find out what you, yes, you, whether you are in a small or medium scale enterprise, which would you prefer? To have taxes. And don't forget, we're talking about a country and a state where people have criticized the taxation process with multiple taxations coming through. This group, Obiakwa will come, Faga will come, this one will come, Jude local government will come. Everybody wants a piece of your meat. Meanwhile, there's not a lot of meat on your own bones. 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I prefer this to reduce the taxes because it's a salary is increased. If you increase the tax for a worker, the tax the taxi driver will increase. Does the government increase the salary? It will affect everybody, and you see so many people involve themselves in corruption. So it's better they reduce the tax and balance the whatever they want to do, so that everybody will move on. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. So she says it's better to reduce taxes, all right? Leave wages as they are, right? And let the situation balance itself out. Now, there are pros and cons in the short, medium, and long term. It's why we have economics, you know, and, you know, financial managers who help interpret these things. A minute and 45 seconds before we go on a break. Let me get to read messages, all right? 0809-030, excuse me, 6416. 0809-030-6416. Lorenzo says on the subject matter, taxes and charges should be reduced. It will encourage production and reduce inflation. The problem we have is siphoning of funds by those who are in charge. Those funds are not properly remitted. Reduce taxes, leave wages the way that they are. Well, easy for you to say, but if you speak to somebody who earns, I don't know, 15,000-18,000 naira, you know, every month in Port Harcourt, who has to go to work from maybe St. John's down to Rumola every day. Every day, by the way, you know, the person might not feel too comfortable with the idea that, hey, look, my salary is not increasing. You can also explain to the person that, CEO, if we don't increase your salary, but we reduce the cost of petrol, we also reduce the cost that cars come into the country. That means an average person can buy a car, put on the road, and collect less money from you. So instead of paying 100 naira, you'll be paying 30 naira. The person might go, wow. That might make sense. It just might. But these things take time. They take time. All right. This one here says, good morning, Jude. I'm in support of increasing salaries. Let's look at what is going on in the country today. How much can the take-home salary take people these days? We joke about it. People's salaries are not enough for even transportation alone. Not to talk about rent, power bills, and feeding. People are dying every day. That's why people are patronizing small chemists instead of going to the hospital. The wages should be increased so there's more disposable income for people to use. Choma says. Ha! So we have a debate on our hand this morning. We'll go on a break. When we come back, we'll find out from you. Wages versus taxes. Which would you prefer to be increased or reduced? My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back to the show. 22 minutes before we get onto our next break, and indeed the news, top of the hour, every hour, right here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Jude Omamibe is my name. Now, my question this morning is all about taxes and wages. Now, an interesting report I got to see recently went on to describe, and I'm sure some of you already know this, that there's a big issue with multiple taxations in the country. Now, I say shuns, and you know, I didn't make a mistake when I say multiple taxations, because on the federal level, there are groups who, the study goes to show that there's several you know, parastatals that demand some form of taxes that ought not to be. Why? Because they have duplication of roles. For example, if you go to the airport and you are trying to get your product, whether it's agriculture or something, out of the country through a cargo or through some courier means, you will find that you have to pay some dues that you probably have never heard of. And some of these dues, you wonder, why do I need to pay for these things? If at all, there's just meant to be one or two as regarding what should be, you know, operable in that particular place. But there are more than two. In fact, there are almost seven of these charges you have to pay for. Now, the question is, in that scenario, as is with any scenario that you find yourself in here in Nigeria, indeed anywhere in the world, is this: do you increase the amount of disposable income that the average individual has, or do you reduce the disposable income that the person has, but also reduce the cost of living? You also reduce what the person would normally spend on essentials, services, and things of that like. That is the question. Now, with the plan to increase, you know, once again, you know, minimum wage. Remember, it was made mention a few years ago, a big fight, you know, before it got up to 30,000 naira a month, minimum wage. It was stuck at 18 for a while. And even back then, remember someone called and said, even back then, how much was a cup of rice? But here is the big picture. I'll paint it as simply as I can. And please do correct me if you have superior information to what I have to say from what I have read and studied so far. So if you give more money to more people, a type of inflation occurs. Remember, prices of goods and services are usually dependent on the average or expectedly by the force of demand and supply. So you have 200,000 naira as your salary, minimum salary for everybody. So that means some people have 1 million naira that they get to be paid every single month. However, if more and more people have 1 million naira as their salary, it then means that these same people will be buying or will be vying to buy the same products available in the market. And so what do you expect the trader or the seller to do? The person goes, ha! Everybody here has 1 million naira. I won't sell this my potato for 50 naira again. In fact, I'll sell it 500 naira. Yes, because they have money. Let me collect that money that they have as well. A type of inflation has been developed. And then on the flip side, okay, once again, demand and supply. So here you have people with reduced minimum or reduced buying power. There's less money to go around, okay? Now, for some goods, you may have this scenario where some of the prices are forced to drop because people are not willing to buy. However, for essentials, because they need to buy, the prices will go up, despite the fact that they don't have the money to. Am I making sense? Okay, now that I've said that, the question once again is, which would you prefer, to have wages increased or have taxes reduced? Or converse or inverse, depending on what you want. As always, please remember, turn down the volume of your radio set, refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments, and please do not make any unsubstantiated claim.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
If you get onto social media, there's a poll on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Straight up question. It's taxes versus wages this morning. And the question is, which would you prefer? A reduction in taxes or an increase in wages? Right now, we have about 10 votes, and 90% of our responders on that poll are saying they would prefer to have the minimum wage increased. Let's leave taxes the way they are. My 2.3, good morning, please.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Welcome.
Good morning, Samuel. My name is Baridi Giadom, the radio governor. I have my PVC, I know my polling unit, and I will vote. In as much as I don't want them to, you know, increase the taxes, I think I'll prefer wages to be increased. Yes, I prefer the wages to increase. They should not increase any taxes. But this part of the world, they've increased the taxes, and the wages still remains the same. So I prefer the wages to go up.
But you do know that if wages are increased, right, and the cost of production of materials also increase, those wages may not have any effect on the buying power. So if they increase your wage right now to 200,000 naira, like I stated, and Mama Yabo hears, they've increased this man's wage to 200,000. Beggy, let him bring 50 naira more for the fish.
That's why they're calling for Nigerians to go into production. Yes, we should go into production. If they should increase, if there is money, even though they increase the goods for about, 20% or maybe 100%, if there is money, we'll still buy it. And we'll get money, they buy something. Though. If you don't have money, we'll be able to purchase what you want to buy. So that's it.
Okay, all right, thank you very much. All right, it says he would prefer the wages to increase. WhatsApp and Telegram 0809-030-6416. Once again, the numbers to call in 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0003. 0009. All right, I've had about 4 or 5 messages here saying that please call the number slowly. I do beg your pardon, please. 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007 and 0817 923 0009. Right, now WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809 030 6416. On Instagram at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. At Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. That's where you will find it. All right. Now, Justice says the FG is myopically confused about inflation. Instead of tackling it, they're ignorantly helping it back to hyperinflation. They should reduce taxes, VAT, and domesticate the economy. Interesting. Ikena on Facebook says, as for me, I would prefer a reduction of taxes for the sake of the economy. So on Facebook, we have more people talking about reduction in the taxes. On Twitter, interestingly, we will have more people talking about increasing wages and less people talking about reduction in taxes. Now we're getting into a very interesting affair. Once again, get onto Instagram at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. All right, what's up now? I prefer a tax reduction because if taxes are reduced, my little salary will be able to buy more commodities. I could remember in the 80s. Oh my goodness. This person is obviously old. I could remember in the 80s that, you couldn't have bought, maybe you mean 100,000 naira. You can't, no, not 100 naira. So maybe 100,000 naira could buy a car. I remember hearing my father speak to me that, when he was much younger, people used to buy their Peugeot 504. How many of you, some of you have never seen that car before. But there was a car, it was the standard for Nigerians and Nigerian economy those days. The Peugeot 504. If you had a 505, you have made it in life. There's a time in this country, that car was 60,000 naira. Walu is on the line. Let's get to hear from Walu this morning.
I'm calling from...
Good morning, Walu.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Yeah. This is Walu calling from Port Harcourt.
Thank you.
Without much argument over this, it is very, very glaring that when tax is reduced, there will be a better economy. The reason being that when you increase wages, you are bound to cause inflation. According to you, according to the example here, a woman that knows that everybody has 1 million naira and wants to buy a casket from her will say, so everybody has 1 million naira. What am I doing in the market? It's either I join them in that 1 million naira fixed salary or I increase my own market share so that when it finishes, I can easily go to the market and buy. But when taxes are, to bring about inflation. But when taxes are reduced, there will be an increased productivity. When there is an increased productivity, there will be more goods in the market for people to buy. Many persons will wish to go into production. That will make more goods and services available in the for consumers.
Mm.
So that definitely, tax reduction will bring about a better economy than an increased wage. Think of what happened in 1975, the Udoji Salary Award, how it brought about inflation.
Ooh.
So let us not imagine that increasing wages will bring about a better economy. No, tax reduction does. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Obviously, a student of economics and history talking about the Udoji salary reward. I, the last time I heard of that was when I was in university when we were taught about that, a bit of history as well. Well, goes to show you that, you know, you can have a lot of intellects listening on the program. If you don't know, please go online and read up on the Udoji salary scale. Fascinating point of history in Nigeria. I'm actually very impressed this morning. Feels like I'm back in school. But here is another quagmire that needs to be addressed, because the major way any government on this planet makes his money, apart from whatever, you know, goods or service that they are, you know, inclined or have, you know, a preferential skill of advantage or an advantage over others, is taxation. If you go to the UK, almost everything is taxed. And I mean, almost everything is taxed. It's crazy. in the UK, a friend of mine who went there for the first time, you know, was bragging that, oh, look at the car, it's cheap here. He was able to buy a whole car for about £600. This was about 2017, 2018. He bought a whole car for about £500. Then that was about, well, then it was about 500 naira to the pound. So that equated to just about, what was it, 25,000 naira or there, about 250,000 naira, I can't remember. But he bought a whole car, air conditioning, manual gear, and he was happy. He was proud. I bought a car. He went to the pumps to buy premium fuel. That was his entire meal ticket for that week that he used to fuel his car. So he had a full tank of gas, but he couldn't eat. And so over there, you have people who just buy exactly what they need in their vehicle. Why? Because they are taxes. But you see, over there, they'll tell you, but we see our taxes working. The roads are good. The healthcare, NHS is amazing for a lot of people over there. All right, we talk about security, there are cameras everywhere, you feel relatively safe in most areas. So the taxes are working. If you reduce the taxes that the government is able to take, what then should be done? Andy is on the line. Andy, oh dear, apologies to Andy. Drop calls. Once again, please, when you call in, turn down the volume of your radio set so we can better enjoy your conversation. Good morning, Jude. When the minimum wage was 15,000 naira, a bag of rice was less than 7,000. You could buy a bag of rice and other things and still have change. Compared to a bag of rice that is now 35,000 naira, will the new minimum wage of 30,000 be enough to buy these things? Please let them reduce the taxes, Lady V. Now, you see, back then when the minimum wage of 15,000 naira, let's be honest, how many Nigerians were buying a bag of rice? Let's be honest. You know, when people make this comparison, I'm not saying that it's flawed, but I'm saying it may not be capturing the full picture. Back when it was 15,000 naira a month, right? How many people were buying a full bag of rice? How many? Back then, if I'm not mistaken, a cup of rice used to cost about, was it not 15 naira or 35 naira? Now a cup of rice is about 120, 150 naira here in this country. A cup. So even when the minimum wage was low, not everybody was buying, not everybody will buy a bag of rice at once. Most families did not. I correct myself, many families, because you know, don't have the data for that. Murphy from Eliozu says, good morning, Jude. Says they should please reduce the taxes and charges. The value of money is different from the amount. The last upward increase in the national minimum wage got us here. Right? It's not helping the economy, Murphy says. I prefer to have the wages increase, but the taxes should remain the same. The reason is that we don't feel the impact of these taxes paid so far. Abraham from Rumokoro. Now, let's look at some of the issues raised by this taxation. Now, the issue of multiple taxation is a big one, particularly here in River State. If you own a bus, if you own a taxi, if you own a tricycle, aka keke, or motorcycle, you pay to different groups. All of these things are taxes. Whether you call them legal or not, they are taxes because you are paying them so that your service can continue as a way of, in quotes, appeasing, in quotes, the local government, the state government, or maybe indeed the federal government. Remember, during the lockdown, transporters complained, particularly in River State. You remember in River State when, you know, the governor locked down the borders and said nobody should move, no travel except essential services. Then the truck drivers complained that, look, they get to the borders and then they were being extorted by policemen, by military and whatnot. That's a taxation. Guess who paid for all those extortion? Yes, you. Because it was in this River State that some people sold 3 bulbs of onions, I'll never forget, 3 bulbs of onions for 500 naira in Choba Junction. Can never forget that. Never in my entire life. Can't forget that. So that happened. Because the cost of moving things down was heightened by, in quotes, taxation. Let's get back to the poll on Twitter, @NigeriaInfoPH, @NigeriaInfoPH. SPH. It's a very straightforward question. Taxes versus wages this morning. Would you prefer a reduction in taxes or an increase in wages? Now, we have let's refresh this page now. So far, on Twitter, more people are asking that the wages be increased. All right, 69.2% say they want the wages to be increased, while only 30% say they would prefer a reduction in taxes. On Facebook, it is still the same. They want taxes to be reduced and wages to be left at the same level. And I'm curious, with the wages as they are right now, I'm using myself for example. Let's not kid ourselves as we talk to each other. Can my salary, honestly, in all fairness, hand to chest, hand in heaven, will my salary buy me a brand new saloon, not SUV, saloon car in the next 5 years? Brand new. Speaking of brand new, our final conversation is about all things bright and brand new. You don't want to miss that later on the show. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. Good morning, Jude. Lillian here says the government should reduce taxes and leave the wages the way they are, because if wages are increased, it will affect other people that are not working in government offices, and things will get higher and it will affect those other ones. All right, at Lillian. The federal government will increase wages to help civil servants, forgetting that MACA women and every other person will increase the prices of goods and services. The government should have more knowledge about managing the economy. That's a justice there. Good morning, Jude. Well, the analysis is relative. It will affect the cost of labor. The cost of labor will tend to be reduced. The government will tend to reduce minimum wage and salary too, because it's believed that the taxes are now cheaper. Why is there a clamor for increase in the minimum wage and salary in all sectors of the country today? Because the cost of living has increased. So, it is really relative. If you increase salary, it will affect the cost of living as well. Things will seem to be more expensive because the narrative will be that the masses have money to pay for anything. And well, in Port Harcourt. So, this person is asking me about tax identification number. I want to pay tax. Well, you should go to the FIRS and find out, or the RIRS, you know, so that maybe that can be supplied or provided to you. I really don't know much about the tax identification number. In all honesty, I do not know. Apologies. All right, but you know what? I'll make an inquiry and I'll send you a message, all right, on WhatsApp. The person who sent this, I'll do that before the close of work today. I'll quickly rush down, find out from the accountants how can that be done, and I'll send you a message. All right, fair enough. All right, good morning, Jude. I think they should increase the minimum wage. People are suffering, Jude. People cannot buy regular food. Even gas is becoming too expensive. Gas is expensive, but if people have more money, does that necessarily mean they'll be able to afford gas? Well, we leave the government and the economist to, as it were, chart a path for the greater bit of Nigeria. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns. Good morning.